remarkably interesting panel, because somehow in my mind, I thought you always formed policy and then you did the technical implementation that would enforce that policy. Well, we have a different title: the impact of technical implementation on policy, which is somewhat a reversal of what you will learn in the political 101 classes, political science. We are delighted to have an outstanding panel. We have Wendy Weaver Weisler. This is what you get when you come up at my age without glasses and the light fails a little. She is Deputy Director of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. Welcome, Wendy. And James L. Dixon, Vice President of the Government Affairs American Association of People with Disabilities. We're delighted to have you here, James. Melanie L. Campbell, Executive Director, National Committee on Black Civic Participation. Melanie, we're pleased to have you. And Lloyd Leonard, Senior Director for Advocacy, now I'm real League of Women Voters. It's great to be here. I used to be on the State Board of League of Women Voters, so we all get our start there.
Yes. Well, if you're not up to date, I'll be glad to take membership dues as the meeting ends.
True. This is true. And isn't it delightful to have Leonard here representing women voters? I thought that was rather discriminatory, clear back when. So we're glad you're here. We'll start. We'll go in that order. And we will start with Wendy.
Thank you very much. And on behalf of the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law, I thank the Computer Science and Telecommunication Board of the National Academies for holding this workshop and for providing me with the opportunity to discuss voter registration databases, a subject central to the realization of Americans' fundamental right to vote, and to make recommendations to guide the committee in its study. My name is Wendy Weiser, and I'm Deputy Director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center, where I supervise work on voting rights and elections. The Brennan Center is a nonpartisan think tank and public policy law center that focuses on issues of democracy and justice. We've done extensive work on the subjects of voter registration databases, and list maintenance, including conducting studies and publishing reports, providing assistance to federal and state administrative and legislative bodies with responsibility over elections, and where necessary, litigating to enforce some federal laws in the Constitution. And I am going to be submitting, following this panel, my written comments for consideration, and I apologize for the committee for not having previously submitted them. As the title to this panel suggests, there are significant policy consequences to even the most technical aspects of voter registration database operations. The architecture of voter registration databases and their associated matching systems can seriously impact whether or not eligible voters will be wrongfully excluded or purged from the voter rolls, whether and to what extent private information submitted by voters will be secure against tampering or theft, and what policy options will be available to help increase the rates of voter registration, reduce the burdens of citizens associated with voter registration, increase the transparency of voter registration list maintenance, increase the accuracy of voter rolls, and otherwise better manage elections. And the critical point we at the Brennan Center are especially concerned with is that the voter registration database in each state is the gateway to the franchise. If a citizen's information is not or cannot be found in the database, then in most cases she will not be able to vote a ballot that can be counted. And so, therefore, any database function that or use that will increase or reduce the likelihood that an eligible citizen's record will be added to or removed from the voter rolls or excluded from the voter rolls, or that the or that her record will contain correct or incorrect information, can and will affect who can exercise their right to vote. And that really covers most database and list maintenance activities. And so the technical issues being addressed by this committee really do have broad impact and ramifications for voters and their access to the voter rolls. And so we believe that it is crucial that this committee take those ramifications into account throughout its study and throughout the process. And so as a general matter, I recommend that each practice that this committee considers, it also consider the extent to which the practice could positively or negatively affect the ability of eligible voters to get on and stay on the voter rolls. And this information is critical for policymakers and the public to be able to make informed decisions as to the policy costs and benefits of each of these practices. And toward that end, I urge the committee to review the pile of Brennan Center materials that I submitted prior to this hearing. We've extensively researched voter registration database practices in the states previously and examined the extent to which those practices can serve as barriers to voting. We have a huge number of reports, testimony, recommendations to the Election Assistance Commission, all available on our website, and a portion of those were submitted to this committee. And they ought to be very useful and helpful for this committee in considering what policy implications to be aware of in its deliberations. And rather than reiterating all of those findings, I'd like to focus my comments on three major areas which I believe this committee can assist in the national effort to improve voter registration databases without raising significant policy concerns. And I'd also like to note a few concerns raised by the committee's public materials. And so the first area where I believe this committee can make a real important contribution is simply by collecting and publishing current information on state voter registration databases, how they're being used to register voters, to verify and correct voter registration information, to purge voter rolls, and to manage elections. Now, despite the importance of these voter databases to voter registration and elections generally, there is surprisingly little publicly available information on how they are constructed, maintained, and used. This is something that that states don't put up very much information on. And the gap is especially glaring with respect to purge practices. And so I urge the committee to focus on those especially. Very few states publicly disclose any information about how and when they purge their voter rolls, let alone what sources of data and matching criteria they use to develop purge lists, who's authorized to make purge decisions, and whether there are safeguards in place to prevent inaccurate purges. And the lack of transparency in this area impedes efforts to evaluate and improve purge practices, but it also prevents meaningful public accountability over a practice that has a significant effect on elections and on the franchise. And so this is a serious gap that ought to be filled by this committee. With respect to the database matching and verification procedures, I urge the committees to review a report that I've submitted that the Brennan Center prepared called Making the List on Database Matching and Verification Procedures. The online version of that report, which is available on the Brennan Center's website, actually has a detailed study of 46 states and the District of Columbia's voter registration list practices as of early 2006 is the state. So the information is somewhat dated and will need to be updated, but it was a real extensive study, a review of all the state's laws, regulatory materials, and as well as interviews of the chief election official in charge of database operations in that state. So it was a snapshot, but I think it should be helpful to this committee. And in addition to information about what states are doing and how the databases are working, it would be really helpful if this committee could also collect information sufficient to analyze what the states are doing or how those practices are functioning and whether or not they are functioning in such a way as to disenfranchise eligible voters, what the error rates are, and so forth. In connection with this study function, the Commission should also think of establishing a uniform nomenclature for database-related functions and uses. Right now, states use the same terms for describing different things or different terms for describing the same things, and it makes it very difficult to compare practices across state lines and to promote better informed public policy. The second major area where this committee can make a significant contribution is by addressing the implications of false positives and false negative results in the match process. And I see that there are a number of panels that are looking at that. Now, matching information against state database records is a tool used by election officials for a variety of purposes that affect whether or not voters will get on, stay on, or otherwise be on the voter rolls. And there's no question that any match process used in these contests will yield some false positive or false negative results. The real question is how many and what are the consequences of those inaccurate matches. And if states have sufficient safeguards in place for voters, then the consequences, if they have insufficient safeguards, then the consequences for eligible citizens could be really dire, which is the complete denial of their right to vote because of administrative errors. And so while this committee is focused on the technical aspects of databases and not the policy aspects, its study and recommendation should not ignore this basic policy result. And there are a number of things that this committee can actually do to facilitate effective consideration of this and better responses to this problem. And I won't go through all of them. A number of them are listed, a number of the recommendations listed in our Making the List report ought to be considered by this committee. But it would be helpful if this committee first expressly recognized the use of database matching to determine which records are added to or removed from the voter rolls can adversely impact the right of eligible voters and because of unavoidable false positives or false negatives. And really, this would promote better public understanding and enable people to determine whether or not there need to be other safeguards in place. It would also be helpful if the committee studied the rates of false positives obtained by matching the voter rolls against a variety of state lists for the purpose of compiling purge lists. To the best of my knowledge, right now there's been little to no information and research in that area out there, but anecdotal evidence suggests that the rates of false positives obtained by the procedures used in states today might really be unacceptably high, and I'm happy to discuss a range of examples that we've come across in studies of and particular examinations that the Brennan Center has done, finding purge lists that were based on real certain assumptions that were really unreasonable and that had huge numbers of eligible voters on them. It would also be helpful if the committee analyzed the demographics of those people that are subject to disenfranchisement as a result of false positives and false negatives. And also the evidence that we've come across suggests that that all too often people of color and other traditionally disenfranchised populations are disproportionately make up the number of people on these false positive or false negative lists. And there was a very notorious examples in Florida in 2000 and 2004 with discriminatory purge lists, but just very recently, last week, the Brennan Center filed a brief, a more recent brief in Florida, in which it found the lawsuit actually challenged a policy of preventing voters from getting on the voter rolls if they did not match against existing state records. And this is a minority policy. Very few states have this anymore. And in fact, a federal court in Washington found this violates federal law. But in the false positive pile, 34% of those on the list were African American, even though they make up only 13% of the applicant pool. Same thing with 22% were, I'm sorry, 34% were Hispanic, even though they only make up 15% of the applicant pool, and 22% were African American, even though they only made up 13% of the applicant pool. So this is an area that bears further research. I'm running out of time, but the third thing that the committee ought to do is recommend ways for states to minimize the number of false positives and false negative results. And there are a number of recommendations that the committee could can make, some of which are included in that report, which will which would take into account the fact that these false positives and negatives are a function of the quality of the data in the databases being matched, the extent to which the databases record or data in different ways, and the matching criteria used. And each of those can be improved so as to reduce the number of false positives and negatives. But in making those recommendations, it is critical from our perspective that the committee be mindful of the consequences for voters of false positives and false negatives. And so, for example, in determining the flexibility of the matching criteria used when a voter, when compiling a purge list, the committee ought to recommend as strict criteria as possible to really minimize the number of false positives because eligible voters could be disenfranchised by false positives. Conversely, when looking at verification matching for the purposes of verifying voters, we would want to see very flexible matching criteria in place because at least in some states that could really impact the rights of voters. So this really, the voting rights really does intersect very strongly with the technical criteria used for matching. And the last major area where this committee can really make a positive contribution is by issuing recommendations that to ensure that state voter registration databases have the technical capacity to effectuate policies that may or may not be required by law, but that would, you know, improve access to voter registration and improve election database management. And there are a number of such policies. For example, some states have successfully implemented public access portals for individuals to be able to change and to access their voter registration records, submit changes, and otherwise verify that. That is something that requires a technical capacity. If there are to be safeguards from voters to be notified before they're purged from the voter rolls, there needs to be the technical capacity for the database to keep track of those that the notices were sent, and that if there's to be effective authorization procedures before voters, before somebody can change a voter registration record or access private information in the voter registration record, that requires a certain technical capacity to be built into the database. So even though the committee's not making policy recommendations, it should ensure that, you know, all the policy, good policy recommendations out there that might in the future enhance database functionality in the election process, that the systems are built so that they can accommodate those kinds of changes. I had a few concerns that I raised in my written comments, and I will